199 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank document. Here is the translated text as follows. John Hodges' blood would be at our door. I do not know that Hodges was present when this one was stated to be a deserter. Never were people so universally alarmed on God's earth as the people of Upper Marlboro. Death and destruction were threatening them every moment if they refused to deliver up these men. Gustavus Hay was called upon by the prisoner to assist in conducting the prisoners to the British lines. At first, he refused. Hodges said an American must do his duty without regard to danger or inconvenience. It was decided that Robert Bowie and Brooks should go to the British and ascertain precisely what was the demand. The rest of the party, with the prisoners, was to follow at a distance. There was no time to spare, it being then near 12 o'clock. After they had proceeded about 8 miles, they were met by a detachment of the enemy, headed by Major Evans, who said, "By, gentlemen, you'll all be ruined. You are keeping them prisoners yet." Upon seeing only four, he said, "Where are the other two?" The men, alluding to R. Bowie and Brooks, that came to the army said there were six. "You wanted to sneak off with two, did you?" Hodges or Lansdale answered, "No, we don't." "They are up at that house," pointing to one which they had just passed and where the two had been left. William Lansdale dined with Dr. Beans in company with General Bowie and others. He related the capture of the prisoners and their being sent to Queen Anne, after which I went to Harry Hall's, where I found the deserter, put him on a horse, and took him to Queen Anne. In the morning I was awakened by Hodges, who told me of the British demand. I went to the inn. Caton and Hodges got into an altercation about delivering up the deserter. Hodges said he did not mean to deliver him up. Major Evans told me his orders were peremptorily to destroy the town if the prisoners were not returned before 12 o'clock the next day. Upon the major being asked who gave these orders, he answered, "The general." We then asked to see the general, and Major Evans undertook to conduct us. He asked where the other two were and directed me to go back for them. On my return, Hodges asked him what we had done. I informed him of the demand. Hodges said they could not give up the deserter. One of the British officers said, "Gentlemen, do you mean to cheat us? If you treat us in this way, we shall do as we did in Spain, put you all to death and destroy everything." The British carried off Dr. Beans in consequence of his agency in capturing the prisoners. Great apprehension was entertained for him. We had no expectation of meeting the British so soon. They came upon the American party unexpectedly,